All right, good morning, everybody. This is the Tuesday, October 2nd, special meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Udaly.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Wheeler.
Here. You want to just go ahead and... Oh, sorry, Robert, I forgot you. I apologize.
Welcome to the Portland City Council.
Robert, you can do the abridged version this morning.
The council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during city council meetings. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If not, please do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony or deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given. And if you do not follow the warning, you are subject to ejection. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Well done. Carla, could you read our item for this morning, please?
Yes, item 1016-1, authorize city attorney to sue or join as a party in legal proceedings to maintain local control of and reasonable compensation for access to the City of Portland's right-of-ways.
Colleagues, today I've called for a special meeting to discuss a resolution authoring the city attorney to sue or join as a party in legal proceedings to maintain local control of and reasonable compensation for access to the City of Portland's public rights-of-way and city-owned infrastructure in the public right-of-way. Recent action by the FCC could result in inability to collect nearly $9.5 million a year in franchise fees and impose future limitations on collecting fees related to the City of Portland public's right-of-way. I don't need to tell you, based on the conversation that we had earlier this morning around the budget, that this would be a significant issue for the City of Portland. I'll now turn it over to City Attorney Tracy Reeve to discuss more. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm just going to briefly introduce the topic and tell you why you're here, and then I'm going to turn it over to Deputy City Attorney Maya Hyam.
Intended to speed wireless and wireline broadband deployment. And those are, of course, goals that the city generally supports. Wireless carriers want to deploy 5G technology in public rights of way. And the FCC has identified, unfortunately, has identified local governments as barriers to deployment. Consequently, because the FCC has taken that position, they've adopted a variety of orders and declaratory rulings that would significantly limit local control of public rights of way. The resolution before you would authorize my office to sue or join as a party in legal proceedings to challenge the FCC's recent and likely future acts relating to use of public rights of way in order to maintain our control of and right to reasonable compensation for uses of our rights of way. And I'm going to turn it over to Maya, and she's going to give you a little bit more detail.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. Thank
you
for being here. We are very concerned about multiple orders that the FCC has issued. I'm going to discuss three of them, although there are more coming, and this is not the entire universe of orders that the FCC has issued. The first one was on August 2nd. It's a moratoria order that stipulates any local rules that have the effect of delaying a wireless application will be preempted. There are examples given of what a de facto moratorium might be, and that would include things that are cities regularly do. For example, a delay or a limited moratorium on the ability to rip up sidewalks or streets after they've been paved. Typically, there'll be a 6 months or 1 year if we've just resurfaced a street that we say there's no excavation permitted, and the FCC is saying that that would be an effective moratoria and we could be sued on that behalf. That particular order also has some legal underpinnings that we believe are significantly suspect and lay the foundation for additional preemptions that the FCC has ordered. most significantly in a small cells order that would set the rate of reasonable compensation as our direct costs. The FCC then identified $270 per attachment for a reasonable cost. If we wanted to go above that, we would be subject to suit from any carrier who wanted to challenge our fees. And I would note that multiple cities have already entered into agreements with wireless carriers where the fee is $3,000 a year. So we're looking at about 10% of what many large cities have already negotiated. The third order and proposed rulemaking, which is draft at this point, but does include tentative conclusions, would significantly undercut our cable revenues. Right now, we are able to negotiate 5% of gross revenue for franchise fees and 3% for PEG funds. Now the FCC is saying instead of being able to negotiate for both of those, we are going to require cities to have an offset against franchise fees for anything that we negotiate for in-kind contributions. Cities routinely do that. For example, in our Comcast franchise, we currently have 8 channel capacity dedicated to these types of channels. Comcast would be able to value those itself. We would be unable under the tentative conclusion to help value that, and we would then be required to deduct it from our franchise fee. So that's the universe as it exists today. We know that there are additional rulings likely to come, and we want to be in a position to challenge those.
Very good. Thank you. Colleagues, any follow-up questions?
I don't have a question. I just have a comment. At the Oregon League of Cities board meeting last week, their board unanimously voted to support this suit, and I think the League of Cities in California and Washington are also being asked to join. So it's a significant preemption of local authority, and I think opens us up to more liability. I'm remembering the case we had recently at council where we had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars of compensation for someone who claimed that a utility box had obstructed their view in an intersection, causing them to get hit. And so I think for multiple reasons, this is the right thing to do.
Is there a public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
Very good. With that, then, please call the roll.
You Daly.
So over 20% of the land in the city of Portland is publicly owned right-of-way, and managing that land on behalf of the people of Portland is one of the city's most important roles. Businesses that use publicly owned rights of way and other city facilities to do their business need to share the responsibility for operating and maintaining the facilities that make their businesses possible. The FCC's action last week that limited local government's freedom to manage publicly owned property is sadly typical of the kind of mismanagement and corporate giveaways we've come to expect from the Trump administration. So I am very pleased to support the city in joining this lawsuit. I'm hopeful that local power will prevail over the FCC's overreach. And I also hope that the next administration will appoint competent people to serve on the FCC who will help us solve problems instead of creating new ones. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thanks to the Office for Community Technology, because I know you've been following this, and as has the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission. Some of the other things that I learned at the League of Oregon Cities Board was that the administration is couching this as helping to provide 5G service to rural Oregon, which those legislators from rural Oregon thought was not a valid argument. Also, The mayor of Independence pointed out that Independence and Monmouth have provided wireless in their community, and that these rules would stop governments from providing these services. So it's essentially saying that government can't do what the community wants us to do, even if we have the resources to do so. So for multiple reasons, this is absolutely the right thing to do. I hope we fight it a long, long way if necessary, but I hope we get there quickly. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler.
We look forward to working with other cities across the country to protect the public's right to reasonable compensation for the right-of-way. Plainly and simply, this is a property grab by the federal government. We hold these public right-of-way assets in trust for the public, and it's our duty to fight for the right to manage these assets that we hold in public trust. We're still looking forward to working with the wireless carriers in our community in hopes to introduce 5G in a way that supports the digital equity action plan that's already been adopted by this council. But I think this is an absolutely appropriate, reasonable, and necessary step that the Portland City Council is taking in alignment with cities all across this nation. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted, and we are adjourned.